I'd like you to settle yourself down in a nice comfortable position. And I want you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head. Relaxing all those muscles around your forehead, around your eyes, allowing them to comfortably close. Your eyelids. Relaxing your cheek and mouth. Relaxing your jaw and tongue. Just relaxing all those muscles in your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck, in your shoulders. That's right. Relax all those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your own body. Begin to realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that your arms are relaxing, all the way down to those fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing your arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and stomach is becoming. Allow your chest, allow your stomach to relax and just let go. Get rid of any tension that might be kept within those areas while your arms are relaxing and feeling very heavy. And while you're allowing those arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing any of that tension from the rest of your body. And feel that relaxation moving downwards. And with every breath you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more. Become more and more aware of that relaxed feeling. That relaxed feeling that moves down through your hips, through your thighs, all the way down through those legs, all the way down to your toes. Relaxing more and more. Feeling that relaxation. Once again, moving downwards from the top of your head, moving down through your neck, down through your back, down through your hips. And while you feel that relaxation going down through your hips, you realize even more how the stress, the tension, the worry are also moving out, moving down through your legs, down through your feet, right out through those toes. Just totally relaxed, completely at ease. And as you relax there, you can allow your mind to become more and more open to positive suggestions, to absorb positive suggestions, to allow positivity to benefit your entire life. To allow that positivity to absorb into you, into your thoughts and feelings and behaviors. Because most people want to be liked. In the past, it often seemed that the easiest way of dealing with a situation, especially where assertiveness was called for, was to simply give in or just go with the flow. However, you're beginning to realize more and more that by allowing others to trample over your feelings or to deny your own needs, you are in fact denying yourself of a basic human right. The right to be treated fairly by others, the right to receive respect not only from those who are taking advantage, but respect from yourself. You realize now that by allowing those dominant, selfish, or greedy people to cheat you and abuse you, you're reinforcing that unfair, self-centered behavior in those people concerned. By doing that, you're helping them to become even more arrogant or chauvinistic. And that's why you've decided to do something about it. From now on, you're going to be standing up for yourself, more and more, but always from a calm perspective. You can do this easily, effectively, without violating the rights of others, simply by expressing your preferences, your needs, your opinions, your feelings. You're going to find yourself speaking up more, making requests, asking for favors, insisting that your rights be respected as the significant equal human being that you are. You have as much right as any other person in this world to be treated fairly and with respect. So no more suffering in silence, no more stressing out, no more turning the other cheek, no more assuming that nothing can be done to improve an uncomfortable situation. From now on, you find it easy to express your emotions, even negative emotions if you feel that they're justified. You can express complaint when you're not satisfied, resentment, criticism, even disagreement whenever appropriate, without worrying unnecessarily about losing someone's approval. If you don't want to do something, or go somewhere, or think it's wrong to do something, then it's your right to question that authority. It's your right to say no. You can refuse requests from others. If you really don't want to do something, you can express your opinion. You can say no. You can ask for an explanation. Being assertive can come naturally to you. But you can also enjoy showing positive emotions, the joy, the happiness, the pride, even attraction, by giving genuine compliments, just as you learn to accept those compliments given to you by simply saying thank you. You begin to ask why. You begin to question authority and tradition, not to simply rebel, but now to assume your responsibility for asserting your share of control within a situation to enable you to make things better. You are no one's slave. You're here to help. And others are here to help you. We're all equal. So you find that on that equal level, you can initiate, carry on, change, even terminate conversations comfortably, because you enjoy sharing your feelings, opinions, and experiences with others. You enjoy listening and communicating, and others enjoy listening and communicating with you. More and more right now, you learn to deal positively. You learn to deal assertively with those minor irritations before any anger built up into resentment, because you can clearly see where changes are necessary, and so you speak your mind. You believe in your rights. As children, we're bombarded with rules. We're told not to do this, not to do that. And these rules help to produce submissive children. Later, submissive adults. Now, there may be many good reasons for some of the rules for kids, but as adults, we need not blindly follow all the rules. Indeed, most of these injunctions might be broken under certain conditions. You have a right to be first, sometimes. You have every right to make mistakes, that's how we learn. You have a right to feel emotional, and to express your feelings, to have your own reasons, to stop others and ask for questions, to ask for help, to ask for reasonable changes. You have a right to have your work acknowledged. You have the right to be alone, to say no, to say I don't have time, and so on. You're not a child anymore, you're an adult who has a right to say and do what you feel is right. And by asserting yourself in this way, you show that you expect respect. And because you expect respect, that's what you begin to receive. And every day you receive that respect, you feel happier and much more confident. So I want your inner mind right now to think for a moment. I want your mind to think for a moment of a situation, any situation from your past, that would be useful for you to forget, or at least unlink any negative triggers from within that situation. Maybe it's an event in the past. Maybe it's from recent times. An event, a memory, a moment that left you with uncomfortable feelings or unwanted thoughts. There's a process that holds the key to this success, and you can use this key whenever you choose, because if you're trying to remember something right now, or even better, if you just stop and start to think about that specific situation, whichever situation it was, in which you had that old feeling, then you must know that just before that specific situation began, you didn't have that feeling yet, right? So how come you could remember to remember that feeling long after the event had dissolved into the physical past? Into that place of your own personal history that's almost always hidden? Up until now, this way that I'm talking might initially seem quite confusing. It is a lot less confusing when you consider all of these terms: forgetting, remembering, and things that are not yet what you need them to be in order to remember them. Confusion. And this confusion is included, obviously. This confusion is the golden route to a more deeper and long-lasting understanding of how we can remember and forget things. Now, I don't know if you're already aware of it, or just about to become aware of it, but if you think of where you were in that old specific situation, and instead, if you were to forget to remember what it actually was, and instead of that, think how you would like to feel in that particular situation instead, then maybe, all of a sudden, you can now remember what it is that you wanted to remember, instead of what it was that you simply couldn't forget until now. You've replaced that memory. In fact, I believe it's the other way, not around. If you want to get even more confused and blame me for that confusion, you can go ahead, because we're going to clear it all up for you. Make it very clean, even clearer than what it wasn't just before. Think. Right now. If you don't remember what it is that you don't want to remember, then isn't it clear that you're remembering to forget what it is that you shouldn't? Or on the other hand, it's very clear that what was left is for you to remember what it is that you want to feel, exactly when you want to feel it. Isn't that not what I'm saying? Because now, with that terrible feeling from old that you didn't have, well, you know that you won't have, but you didn't want to have, that you used to have until you simply couldn't remember what that feeling was, because if you did remember, it just wouldn't be useful or logical. Because if you remember what it is that you want to feel, then you will. So now, before we move on, what would you rather feel in that old situation? What would you rather feel in that old situation? Because if you think about it, can you remember what it is that you feel about anything? Any time or any way? If you know you'd rather feel good or feel better, because you see, there are times when you remember to feel bad, but then you could remember to forget, or not forget to remember any more about this old idea. And you do need to do just that, because you've already remembered far too much, so just let it go. And listen, if instead of doing what it is that you weren't doing anymore because you remembered to simply forget about it, you now choose to do something else, right? And instead of what it is not, if you, for example, looked right at what was left, then it would not matter to you because what was right, and that you know not right anymore, can simply be left behind. You see, it means that you would have to take this entire thing and turn it upside down and inside out and choose to do something new with your full strength so that it grows into a new powerful thought pattern. And it can sound confusing, can't it? But what's left is for you to be able to take the right thing and put it back in the right perspective. Because if you already have an idea that you don't want, then there's no reason to not remember to forget it instantly. And in the future, when it's time to remember, then just remember to feel good and powerful and alive instead. How easier could we even make it? And this one will be hard to test, because we'd have to remind you of what you forgot, but you could put that memory in an envelope and mail it to yourself and simply not open it. If you really wanted to test this, just don't try to bring up the memory right after the session. So now you can let your thoughts drift. I want you to imagine in any way you choose that you can see yourself, imagine yourself, feel yourself at some time in the future, just looking good, looking positive and feeling great. You can imagine and you can see that whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you're doing it very confidently, feeling very positive as you adopt this positive attitude towards life in general. You're looking and thinking about what you actually want to happen. You're thinking about the way you actually want to be. You're doing the things you want to do. So many people spend most of their lives thinking about what they don't want, without giving a second thought to what they actually do want instead. But all that is now changing for you, because in this thought, in this vision, in your imagination that you can see just a little way into your own future, this image of the wonderfully, positively orientated you, you make it look so easy. So right now you can begin to think about the way that you're going to get to that wonderful place. That place where you can decide what you want out of life and decide that you'll simply go out and grasp it. And your subconscious will help you to find all the ways to get there, to become this success, whatever success means to you. And you'll find yourself knowing and understanding exactly what it is that you want to discover in life to become that success. And when you know, when you understand exactly what it is that you want to discover, your inner mind will keep on searching until you find it. Because the way you do anything in life is now the way you do everything in life. When you become positive in one area, it spreads to all areas of life. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. So the way you look at one thing is the way you now look at everything. Which means that when you've learned that trick of looking positively at you, you can look positively at your whole life. From this day forward, from this second onwards, you'll discover that it becomes easier to see what you want to get out of life, easier to say what you want out of life. And the more you can see it, and the more you can say it, the easier it is to achieve it. And some of the time, you might still be wondering about what others are thinking, about the things that you're actually achieving, about all the things that you're now doing. And it might even be that some people may be critical of all the things that you're now achieving and the things that you're doing. But you can smile to yourself, because you understand a simple truth, that you would rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are, a critic. You would far rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are with their need to criticize. Let them continue to do what they do, as you continue to achieve even more, because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And you can begin to understand right now, as you simply relax and absorb, just listening, why so few people actually manage to achieve the success that will be yours. You're now starting to look for the things you actually want to happen, the way you want to be. Positive thinking and positive doing leads to positive achievements. And as these changes become more and more evident in life, you begin to recognize an even greater truth, that you are your own master. You are at least the equal of all others. Nobody controls you. So that the things you really want to find in life, you can go out and find them. So let your thoughts drift once again, back to imagining in any way you choose that you can see yourself in the future, wherever you are, just looking good and feeling great, very confident, automatically adopting this positive attitude towards life, automatically remaining calm and confident. No room in your mind for those old negative thoughts anymore. No room in your mind for negative beliefs. So that as each and every day passes, you move ever closer to the time that you are the best person you can possibly be. Enjoying simply being you and all that being you means. So I'd like you to now bring your full attention back to the sound of my voice and the words that I'm speaking as you hear me count from 1 to 5. And on the count of 5, you can gently open those eyes and be fully awakened, wide awake. On the count of 5, when you open your eyes, on the count of 5, you can feel warm and relaxed and confident and assertive and determined, having successfully taken this important step on this pathway of new beliefs and new adventures. So let's start with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Welcome back.